Hey everybody, welcome to the Big News Show with me, Ben Bailey. We call it that because I'm the host and my name is Ben Bailey. Also on the show with me tonight will be the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason, as per usual. Sparky the dog will almost assuredly be chiming in from upstairs. That didn't make a lot of sense. On tonight's show, we have a lot of fun stuff for you, like we always do. We're going to go live from Vic's Bar, which is where we go to everything else from. Keep in mind, that's not a live segment. We're going to be entering the world of Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday weekly world news, of course, I think twice tonight. A couple of good movie quotes for you guys. A couple of my favorites, as per usual. That and a couple of viewer questions. And some very interesting conversations, some stories about camping trips and such. We'll close it all out with Sunday, because that's how we do it here on the Big News Show. This is episode number 19. Let's do it!
In New York, you ask someone for directions, they're like, oh, fuck, I don't know, or like, yeah, just keep going that way until you fucking... When you see the sign that says 48th Street, then you know you're at 48th fucking Street, all right?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode number 19 of The Big News Show. It's big, it's new, it's a show. It's The Big News Show with me, Ben Bailey. And I am not the only one here. I'm accompanied today, of course, by the lovely and talented Miss Emma Gleason, who is seated right here next to me. And we are live from Vic's Bar, folks, like
Hi.
We do. Keep in mind, when I say we're live from Vic's Bar, we are not live. This is pre-recorded. But you can pretend it's live if you want. Talk back to us, whatever makes you feel good. Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 19. Hope you've had a good week. We've had a pretty good week. We've had, like, phenomenal weather here.
It's been nice.
My joke about how there's no spring in the area does not apply this year. We've had several days of spring, like really nice 70s during the day, cool at night, no humidity. It's been awesome.
Mm.
I hope it lasts.
Yeah, it's been really lovely.
And that's today's weather. And now on to traffic. Traffic sucks. Boom. I always call that a COVID positive. Less traffic during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, you could park right in front of the bank. You can't go in, but you could park right in front of it. How you doing, babe? What's going on?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
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 You look well. You feeling well?
Thank you. No, I'm like tired. Like, you know, when you just get that weird, no reason at all. Just...
Yes. Tiredness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Tiredness.
It's called getting older.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been pretty tired lately too.
Yeah.
I think it has more and more to do with sleep.
Mm.
Like if I don't get good sleep for one night, it could mess me up for a few days. You know?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't get good sleep for several nights, so I guess.
Yeah. That.
But I'm happy.
Things, that'll do it.
Yeah. Things are good otherwise.
Good. Good. Do you want to jump right into a news item?
If you'd like.
I feel like you prefer to jump right into a news item, and I think... Oh, no, there's one thing we have to do first. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I know you're sitting there looking at your drinks. It's a cash cab drive-by. It's time for you to drink your drink. That's what a cash cab drive-by is, folks. It's when you take a sip of your beverage and toast yourself. Pat yourself on the back by pouring some liquid into your front. It's a cash cab drive-by. Be it beer, be it whiskey, be it water, be it wine. You take a sip of yours and I will take a sip of mine. But I don't have one, but that's okay. I will pretend. I will do a virtual... This whole thing is virtual anyway, man.
This is true.
So I will just do like a virtual toast. Oh, you know what I got? I got a Kowalski glass here.
Yes, you do. Cheers.
Chalice. Cheers. Oh, that was good audio,
that was a
too.
Nice one.
Cheers, everybody. Oh, I'm already done.
Pretty funny. We're encouraging everyone else to drink.
Yes, you guys drink, but I never touch the stuff.
I'm drinking tea. You're drinking air.
You're a tea drinker. I'm a teetotaler. Not really.
Right, that's just an interesting term to me, teetotaler.
It's got to have come from somewhere.
I assume.
Often
I
mean, wondered.
Yeah. You just keep track of how many teas you drink.
Yeah.
While everybody else is drinking whiskey and falling off their chairs. All right, let's do weird news, man. Let's do it. It's weird. It's wild. It's wacky. It's Wednesday is Sunday. So it's Sunday, but it still says it's Wednesday. It's weekly, which means we do it every week, and it's world or worldly, which means it's from all over the world. It's Emma's Weird Wild Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News.
All right. So
part one.
Erica Lust.
Erica Lust.
A boss is receiving
Hold on. Erica Lust, a bus?
A boss.
A boss.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, Erica Lust a bust? All right, Erica Lust is a woman. She's a boss of some.
She's allowing her, she's taking care of her employees. She's received a lot of praise for this by giving them daily masturbation breaks. at work, she gives them 30 minutes to themselves. Doesn't say how many they can take, but.
Has she been watching our show? I have pointed out on numerous occasions due to the pandemic/lockdown.
Right.
Masturbation is proven to increase productivity.
Well, she
I think Erica Lust was watching and she was like, you know what? I'm going to let my employees hit it.
Yeah. Well, she thinks so too. She thinks that it relieves stress and yeah, and it's good. And actually, she did this a year ago and she's just sort of come on social media and posted a thing and saying she's giving them free sex toys as well.
Wow, so, she's providing sex toys.
Yeah. So,
she's going even further with it.
Yeah. So
I bet your employees aren't that happy, Google.
So that's an Instagram post of her.
Okay, there she is, Miss Lust. Interesting that that's her last name.
I don't know if it's, it seems to me like maybe she changed her name to that. She is, a porn director and creator of erotic films.
Oh, well then that definitely makes more sense.
Yeah.
Like while you're at work, you know, work.
I was gonna say these people more than any, I think, need the breaks.
If you're like a camera guy for porno.
I mean, I could imagine.
It seems like fairly often you'd be like, can I?
Could you imagine working on a food show?
And you're not allowed to eat.
And not getting food breaks.
No food. Like, keep filming this amazing food all day. None for you. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah. So I think it's smart of her to do that. I think she thinks that everybody should, but.
But especially if.
But I think her business.
If your job is watching people have sex.
And so she's released a mini documentary on YouTube. She's trying to destigmatize masturbation.
There's a stigma attached to masturbation.
Having masturbation breaks at work, perhaps. Yeah. But yeah.
No, there definitely is.
Yes, there is.
Which is interesting if you think about it. Few things more natural.
Mm.
But. Don't you do it.
So, and she's an interesting woman. She's Swedish. And
oh, I thought Lust was a Swedish last name.
Oh, so maybe it really?
No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I gotcha.
You did. You did.
Sounded
got me.
A little bit too convincing there.
She's trying to change the way porn is and make it better for people and encourage sex education for children. And she has a .org website.
A .org. Are we showing that? I guess we are.
We can if we want. That's
.org.
Free resources to help families and educators start conversations. They say on the topic of porn literacy, but I think it's more like sex education.
Porn literacy.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? What does that mean? You can read pornography. I like it though. I mean, it sounds healthy.
it encourages them to be to think critically about pornography and question its message. So that's where the porn literacy part comes in.
Question the message of pornography.
Yeah. And
I'm not sure there's a message behind...
Well, I mean, this definitely...
Don't take this personally.
No.
I mean, this is her program, not yours.
Sure,
I'm
sure.
I was just saying. I'm not watching porn and going like, I'm really going to take away a life lesson from this.
But if... but I think it's so much more accessible than it was...
Pornography?
At any other time.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I had Playboys hidden in a shoebox in the woods when I was a kid. And it was just pictures of naked women.
Right.
Now it's the internet. I mean,
yeah.
You see literally anything that you can think of, I'm sure. I'm not advising that, everybody. Don't just imagine something and type it in. You probably don't actually want to see
it. But...
But you could type that
you're,
in.
If you're getting your education from pornography on the internet,
right.
It's going to skew your ideas about sex.
Yes, it is.
And so I think they really need, you know, educators really need to address it and think about that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Erica Lust. Happiest film crew in the world.
Mm. Oh, and also saying that sex education at schools often leaves out marginalized groups and stuff and doesn't discuss that. So,
and what are marginalized groups?
The LGBTQ plus,
right, that's what I thought you
and
mean, yeah.
Yeah, and
I'm sure it always
disabled young people and yeah
completely leave them out. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's better now.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, who knows what they're teaching? Depends where you go in the U.S. Anyway, from state to state, it varies a lot.
Mm.
So, we'll hope for the best. And she, at least there's one woman. Is she in America or she's in Sweden?
I think she's in Sweden.
Right. So she's not going to help us here much. You never know.
But yeah, it's interesting. Her website is it's kind of like Netflix version of
She has like a porn Netflix, an X-rated Netflix.
No, I'm not saying it's Netflix. I'm saying like it's an indie. She it's an indie porn production company.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just like it looks like going to Netflix when you go.
Right, that's
to
what
her
I thought
site.
You meant. But it's not.
It's not Netflix.
No, I know.
Okay. Sorry.
It looks like Netflix, but it's pornography.
Yeah,
is what I
it
thought
looks
you
like
were saying.
The presentation, and then you like sign up for a month, and you get like all
Wait,
these.
You signed up?
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't, but one can.
All right.
Yeah, and she's done.
What's the website? Maybe we should tell people.
A TED Talk on it.
A TED Talk.
Yeah, I didn't get around to listening to that.
When you have
time. I will put the I'll put it in the show notes. The her,
no, it doesn't matter.
Her links.
Okay.
How about that?
I'm sure people could find her.
Sure.
With a name like Erica Lust, and masturbation at work, people are going to be curious.
Absolutely.
I wonder if there's people that are like, there's a small percentage of people that are like, man, I've been masturbating at work for years. It's
well,
finally, people are starting to come around.
Some of that's covered.
Like, Bill goes to the bathroom at 11:41 every fucking day, and he's in there for 6 minutes. So what does he do? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, it's not the most pleasant thing to imagine, but like, I bet there are people who have been doing that.
I would imagine if something was that regular, it was probably a bowel movement.
Right.
But
doesn't need to be that regular, but you know what I'm saying.
Right, yes.
Maybe there's people that have been
that. She talks. People talk about in the documentary that's on YouTube about their masturbation habits and how they masturbate and... And one of the guys is saying, you know, he felt that he was
like,
masturbating.
Anytime, anywhere.
He was masturbating. No, but he was working from home and he felt that he was masturbating too much and he just wasn't getting enough work done. So
right.
Then.
You need to put a limit on it, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, so then he stopped for 2 months, which I was.
Altogether?
Like, yeah. Which
okay.
I'm like, wow, that's pretty extreme from.
Yeah, from too often.
Yeah, to.
Which you would imagine is several times an afternoon.
Well, if it's affecting your
if it's
work.
Affecting your productivity.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So then he just quit altogether.
Yeah.
That's the wrong approach. Slow it down. I would say. You don't have to go cold turkey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when people quit things they're addicted to, they don't say, just slow it down.
No, but they should. I think they should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I personally have had better luck with controlling things by tapering instead of just trying to go.
Yeah. I think it's if it's a lifestyle thing, whereas like.
Yeah, like food. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like food and.
That makes sense. Yeah. You're never going to cut it out completely. But yeah, if you're wanting to quit a hardcore drug, I can see just going cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
If it's harmful for your health and you don't want to do it at all, yeah, detox.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I wonder how that started, cold turkey. I quit smoking cold turkey.
They slap people in the face with a cold turkey, and that's the start.
There's this comic, Yakov Smirnoff. I just remember he had a bit. My friend said I quit smoking cold turkey. I said, what do you smoke now, ham?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. What a country. He had his whole thing, what a country. He's pretty funny in this day, yeah. All right, well, that's a weird news item, all right.
Okay.
Kind of right in keeping with the rest of them.
Mm.
Kind of weird, kind of fun. Kind of cool. Let's do a viewer question. Have you got a viewer question handy?
Sure.
Sure. It's time for viewer questions. Or viewer question, because we're only doing one. This is where we take a question from a viewer and we answer it, and then we give it back. Questions are yours to keep once they've been asked on the show. You will ask, I will answer. Unless it is a question for you. Then you will ask, and you will answer. And I will sit idly by.
Okay.
Maybe I can find something to do while I'm at work. We got a bunch of them.
We did.
Lined up, right? So.
Yeah. Okay, so this is going back to when I put the post up on YouTube to ask for more questions.
Give to us questions.
Red asked if it was a cottage cheese Christmas tree in the background.
Oh, right.
We already answered that.
We did.
Just shells.
No. The answer to that one was no. And further, there's no such thing as a cottage cheese Christmas tree.
Yeah, and I think he knows that because the next bit says, for a real question, do you guys go camping? To include should be something else. Including fishing, sitting around campfires. And Laura Miskin said that was a nice question, and she and Kevin were also wondering if we liked fishing.
Oh, no. Next question. I've never been big on camping because I have a house. And I always kind of thought, why'd I go to all this trouble to have a house? So that I can then go and sleep outside somewhere.
Yeah. You know what?
But I did have some camping experiences as a kid with my aunt and uncle. My parents were not campers. They still are not.
Yep.
My aunt and uncle still are. We did some couple of camping trips with my aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
My sister and I as kids, and we loved it. We had a great time.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, not my thing, really.
You know, I think...
Camping, no. Fishing, no.
You say why? I think the answer is because when you come back to your home and civilization, I guess regular civilization,
hot and cold running water,
you love it. You just appreciate it so much.
That's a good point.
I mean, it does also force you all to spend a lot more time together.
It's a good bonding experience. Yeah, no
as
doubt.
As you can tell, I've been camping too. I haven't.
I know you did camping when you were a kid, right?
Yes, that was like. You know, an inexpensive vacation with four children. You know, we went.
Sure. There's a big plus for camping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went with our cousins.
Tents are cheaper than hotels.
Often, yeah. And we went with family, friends and things. And yeah, it was great. I loved it as a kid.
We had a good time doing it, too.
It's a lot of work.
As an adult, I... Or a kind of adult in my early 20s, couple of friends of mine and I decided they love fishing. They wanted to go to Canada to go camping. And I was like, I don't fish, but I'll go. So we like piled in the car and we drove to Canada. The trip, the drive, we went to a place called Lovesick Lake Park, which turned out to be about 6 hours further away than projected. So instead of getting there at like, you know, we left like really late slash early, if I remember right. And we were hoping to get there by 2 p.m. or something. We got there at like 7 or later. And the campsite that we had, the plot we had reserved, was gone. They gave it away. There's only one plot left right between the clubhouse, like restaurant, general store, and the road. So we drove all the way up into Canada and then pitched our tents like right next to a road.
Oh,
like,
God.
We could have done this. We have roads in New Jersey. And it was it turned out to be just a nightmarish trip. Like, everything went wrong. We had to walk like three quarters of a mile to the bathroom slash shower, which was only had cold water. We had a long way to go. Those guys that wanted to fish, it took them a while just to get to the lake. All kinds of stuff went wrong. This is the last camping trip that I have ever been on. Pretty much everything went wrong from beginning to end, and we still look back on it as a really fun and awesome trip.
I have heard stories.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy little stories from that one. That should be a short film.
Those friends of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, yeah, that should be a short film. Wow.
We were like, we waited in a long line to get over the border to get across, and the guy was like, "You guys have anything to claim?" And we were like, nope. We had a big, for who knows what reason, we had a big box with a bunch of fruit and like all this like perishable stuff sitting right on the front seat in between us. And we're not supposed to bring that in, or you're at least supposed to tell them.
Yeah.
And we were like, nope. And he was like, okay. And then we just like drove right in.
Oh.
We were so nervous. I don't know why we were so nervous. But
he didn't see it, or?
I don't know how he could have missed it. But he didn't. Maybe he didn't care.
Or it wasn't
an
issue.
But we were like, wasn't that
interesting?
I don't think we're supposed to do that. But I mean, bringing fruit into another country is probably not a major issue. And then we couldn't get beer. We were like, we got to get beer, and they're like, oh, it's too late now. The only place you can get beer is at the beer store. So everybody kept saying at the beer store, and we're like, yeah, where is the beer store? Turns out they're everywhere. Like, if you're in Canada and you're going to get beer, that's where you go. You go to a place that is called the beer store. We finally made it to the beer store after almost driving my 78 Chevy Impala lime green station wagon into a lake at like 70 miles an hour because we're flying trying to get beer and we're on this back road. Like, if we don't get any beer this day, we're not going to have any for the whole weekend. I was like, now we're camping next to a road
because
they would close down.
Wow.
At least that's what we thought. So we're flying along, and I'm like, oh, I just slam on the brakes. Like, the road ends, and there is a lake. It was like a road that just went to a launch for boats, and we almost drove my, I almost drove my car straight into it. Nothing but crops on either side of the road is, you know, so high that that's all we could see. And we're flying along, and we're like, man, I haven't seen a sign. I wish we'd have some indication of whether or not we're going right. I'm like, oh, here's a sign. I see a sign. We can't read it yet. As we get closer, we see it just has a question mark on it. I'm like, are you kidding
That's
me?
What I was saying.
Yes. What planet are we on?
Wow.
It turns out that is an indicator that there's an information, there's a place for information coming up.
Oh, in the rest of the world, it's an eye, but like, you know, here, it's a question.
That sign have a question mark on it?
I love it.
And I was like, we are fucked, man. The signs don't even know where they are out here.
Oh, God.
But we had a great time. We were losing our minds by the time we were coming home. We were filthy. We hadn't we showered like once because it was a long walk to a freezing cold shower.
Oh, yeah, that's not well, it's refreshing, but not quite in the way you want.
One morning, I couldn't sleep. I like rolled over, and my buddy's laying there like snoring, drooling. And I could see the sun's coming up, and I could see there's all these flies plastered to the outside of the tent right next to where he's sleeping. I was like, oh, God. Like, I gotta get out of here. I went and tried to sleep in the back of the car. I couldn't sleep back there. And I was like, all right, I'll just get up and do something. I was like, I'll get the fire going. Got up, I built the fire. I found these two, like, perfectly level, kind of long, narrow rocks, and I stood them up in the fire pit first, and then I put a flat one on top. So as I built the fire, the thing was heating up so we could cook on it. It took me like 2 hours to get the fire going and get that thing hot. At that point, I could like drip water on it and it'd sizzle. I'm like, now we can cook. Perfect. We got a stove.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll just run off. I went to get water, I think.
Yeah.
When I came back, my friend had gotten up and he said he got up. He's like, somebody put a bunch of rocks in the fire. And he just knocked it over with a stick.
Somebody. How many?
I spent 2 hours making a stove for us, and you just came and knocked it over. Like someone did it by accident.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm glad you're not the first person to have discovered Stonehenge.
Oh, God.
Like somebody stood up these big rocks. Why would anybody do that? Just knocking them over.
Oh, don't wait for someone to turn up and ask them. Just knock them down.
Just knock them down. Oh, somebody stacked these rocks in the shape of a giant pyramid. I better flatten it out.
I could wait 30 seconds and think about it and ask the first person who comes along, you know, if they know why they're there. But no, knock them down.
I still give him shit about that.
Fair enough.
To this day.
Fair enough.
Oh, it was the worst trip ever. It took so long.
It was the best of times.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Yeah.
We connected with some young ladies that lived in the area. Mm-hmm. Ended up going to their lake house and riding jet skis one day and barbecuing there. And like we had like an awesome.
That sounds nice.
We had a great day in the middle of it.
Do you mind if I take your shower?
Yeah. Could we use your everything while we're here?
Oh, well, that sounds good.
That was the highlight, I think. I mean, we had a lot of laughs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, I don't know how funny I would think any of it was. You know, I'd be like, get me to my house.
Yeah.
What are we doing out here?
Well, I mean, I quite like camping, but it's okay because I don't think I'll ever camp here in the U.S. Like, it's funny because people are always talking about, I'd love to go to Australia except for... You know,
spiders. Everybody always says spiders.
Spiders or snakes or whatever they think dangerous wildlife is. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I cannot look for a news story here without coming across something about an alligator or a bear or a coyote or a cougar or...
A panther.
Yeah, the panther.
When called by a panther, don't answer.
But I'm just like, why would I not want... I don't know, a tent between me and all those animals. No, thank you very much.
Like, right, and you guys don't have any of those.
No, we go camping in Australia and you can see some kangaroos, you might see an echidna or...
What about a wallaby?
Yeah, maybe a wallaby or a wallaroo.
I just wanted to say that.
I know.
Wallaroo.
which are like smaller kangaroos.
It's like a combo. A wallaby kangaroo combo. It's a hybrid. No. Wallaroo sounds like a board game
species.
That you play. You want to play around a wallaroo? I love it. So you would camp, and there would be no fear of wolves or bears.
No.
Or coyotes.
No, I never remember being scared of anything camping. You know, I did get some stinging nettle on my hands. Ooh. Once. We were like...
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it wasn't. We were like going down to the creek bed and I was like sort of sliding down, you know, because the bank was, it's always dry where I grew up. Bank was dry and we were kind of sliding, and I just was grabbing reedy like grass.
So you wouldn't fall into the river?
Yeah, to control myself as you did.
Right.
But
some of it was stinging nettle.
But there it was, yeah, it was stinging.
Isn't that good for something? Can't you make a tea out of that and it's good for...
Yeah. It's all sorts of benefits.
Yeah.
From stinging nettle. But you don't want to just grab it with your hands.
No.
And it stung. But my aunt was with us, Dimpy, who's a nurse.
Mm.
Well, was an emergency room nurse. And so she like put salve and stuff on them. And it's funny, like I was talking to my sister, and her daughter was on for a bit the other day, and I was talking about how I'd been doing gardening and like how there's like poison ivy in the yard and such. And she was like, "What's poison ivy?"
Oh my God.
And Beck was saying, "Well, it makes you itchy and stuff." And she's like, "Oh, how long does it last? So like, does it last for like an hour?" And I was like, no.
Well, that'd be great if it only lasted for an hour.
Yeah, it's like last time I had it was like a week. And
it could be longer than that even.
Yeah, so she's thinking of stinging nettle where,
right,
you know.
Where it stings you.
It stings, or a bug bite or something.
But it doesn't leave like a rash and blister and like, yeah, poison ivy is
and
brutal.
And that's the only time any of us got hit by any stinging nettle, I think.
So if you had the choice going back, would you grab the stinging nettle again, or would you fall in the river and have to be rescued?
Well, it was a creek.
Okay.
There isn't really any, like, I might have skinned my knees and
like, if
stuff.
I just picture you, like, going to grab something, you're like, oh, no, it's stinging nettle. Oh, well. And then you fall in.
I don't know. I think instinct. Well, I was just slowing myself
not really
down. I wasn't. Yeah. I don't know. I would grab stinging nettle over poison ivy any day.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Although, if you wash your hands straight after poison ivy.
Yeah, if you scrub a dub, it seems to work pretty well.
If you scrub with soap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cheers to that, babe. Let's do another drive-by. It's a cash cab drive-by, folks. It's time for you to drink your drink, like we do. And do a little dance, like we also do. Salute yourself. A toast to you and what you've dealt with and gotten through. So be it beer, be it water, be it whiskey, be it wine. You take a sip of yours, and I'll take a sip of mine. Even though I don't have any, I'm going to toast you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers, big ears. Same goes, big nose. Delicious. Thanks for hanging out with us, you guys. Mm. This is episode number 19. I cannot hardly believe it.
Mm.
19 episodes, and I know you're anxious. I know you're anxious
for
this.
Oh, I am. I'm so anxious.
I have some interesting...
I was thinking, can we stop talking about camping so you can tell me about the number 19?
Oh, you know what? That river business made me think of a movie quote. Let's do that first.
Okay.
It's a movie quote, folks. This is where I give you a line from a movie and you try to tell us the name of the film, the name of the actor, and the name of the character, and we'll give you the answers at the end. This one is this. This is to the movie quote of the first movie quote of today's episode is this. You're making it very hard for me to do the right thing here. I really love that film. It's quite entertaining, and that's a very funny part. Okay, here we go. Number 19. Things about the number 19. In Islam, there are believed to be 19 angels guarding hell. Now, here's why I thought that was interesting. Why does anyone have to guard hell?
I know.
Is someone
like...
trying to sneak in? Oh, no, no.
What are they guarding it from?
You're going upstairs, not down here, buddy. I don't get, like, why are there guards for hell? I guess they're keeping people in.
Yeah.
But that's not guarding hell. That's guarding the rest, everything else from hell.
Guarding people in hell.
Yeah. Keeping them in there.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting. 19 is the atomic number for potassium.
There you go.
19 is bananas. The number 19 is bananas.
That shit is bananas.
But did you just make that up, or is that a song?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Oh, right. Bananas. The Chinese game of Go, do you know that game, Go?
No.
It's played on a grid of 19 by 19.
Huh.
It's a pretty popular game.
Yeah.
I don't know how to play it or anything else about it. Adele's debut album is called 19 because she was 19 years old when she made it.
Right.
And here's some like highfalutin stuff. The 19 propositions were a list of proposals sent to King Charles I of England in 1642 by members of Parliament asking for a greater share of governing power over the country. King Charles said no to that, leading to civil war.
Goodness me.
Oops. Oops. Maybe should have gone a different way with
that
one. Did
he say a flat no to everything? He didn't know negotiation or anything?
I think he said no. Mm. Yeah. And then civil war. And I don't think he survived it. The longest nonstop flight in the world is 19 hours.
That's a long flight.
That is a long flight. It is from Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
A place we are somewhat familiar with, to Singapore.
Huh.
Longest flight on earth that you can take, 19 hours, Newark to Singapore.
I've flown 12 hours into and out of Singapore.
And it's called a UHL for ultra long haul. That would be ULH. Somebody messed up their facts. That's okay. We don't need to know what it's called. I just thought, like, wow, that's 19. What did we do? We did 15, didn't we? To Thailand?
Oh, gosh.
That was a long flight.
The jet lag wipes your brain.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember I paid extra and we had a little golf cart waiting for us to drive us to the next gate?
I forgot about that.
That really makes you feel special. I have to say, I have to point something out. I've been going to Newark Airport in and out for, I don't know, 25 years.
Mm.
And there's a guy that works there driving the carts around who I know, I think I've mentioned him before, but I want to buy him a horn. Like, I just want to bring him a horn one day and go, look, I've been listening to you go beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 for 25 years. This is for me as much as it is for you. Like, I want you to be able to stop doing that, and I want to hear, I'd rather hear something other than him going, beep, 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 beep. Like, I know the guy by sound and face.
I bet he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want the horn?
Yeah.
I think he probably couldn't stop doing the noise now anyway. Even if he had a new...
And it keeps both his hands free if he's not having to... He's doing it constantly, but yeah.
He doesn't do it all the time. He does it when he needs people to get out of the way.
Right, but...
I'm going to bring him a recording that says...
Which is kind of old.
That says, move! Oh, that's another movie quote. Once they start, I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's like that switch is flipped and the movie quotes, they just start flowing.
Yep. This one is, everybody, move! That's movie quote number two. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep. I just feel badly for him for doing that all these years. But maybe he likes it. I don't know. I'll ask him one day.
He's still doing it.
I'll hitch a ride with him, and I'll interview him.
Okay.
This one I really like. It takes 19 years for the moon to be in the exact same place on the same day. Every 19 years, the moon, when you, like, if you looked at it right now, well, a little later, and marked where it is,
yeah,
somehow, it'll be in that exact same spot again 19 years from now.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Yeah. Totally useless information, but interesting. And the last one, the 19th Amendment to the United States of America's Constitution, passed into law August 18th, 1920, giving women the right to vote. The 19th Amendment.
That's a lot of amendments to pass before.
Yeah. Maybe just rewrite the damn thing. No. Oh, you mean before women get the right to
vote?
Yeah. At least the previous 18 amendments, they had nothing to say about. I think you are enjoying my number of the show segment great, more babe. And more
I am.
Every week.
Yes.
And now everyone else is tired of it. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding, of course. At least mostly kidding. All right, you guys. What should we do next? What do you think, babe? You want to do another question?
Oh, we have more questions. I have another story.
You have another news item?
Yeah.
Let's do another news item.
All right.
I love the weird news items. Let's do one of
do
those.
You now.
I do, yeah. It's weird, it's wild, it's wacky. It's not Wednesday. It's not really worldly. But, nonetheless, it is Emma's Weird, Wild, Wacky Wednesday Weekly World News Part 2. Part 2.
Alrighty. So, I thought I'd get all the topics that make people uncomfortable news stories out of the way in one day.
Oh boy, what's this one going to be?
This one is an intimacy brand, intimate wellness brand called Intima, has recently released some cereal,
mm-hmm.
Menstrual themed cereal, called Period Crunch. It's a unique uterus-shaped breakfast cereal that also colors the milk red.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Menstrual-themed breakfast.
Yes.
Finally. That's what most people are thinking right now. Finally.
Oh, yeah. I knew there was something missing from my life. And now I know what it was.
Menstruation-themed breakfast cereal.
Yeah. So
uterus-shaped breakfast cereal that turns the milk red.
Yep. So here's a picture.
Oh my golly.
And here's one where milk is being added.
And it's called Period Crunch.
Yep.
We have a picture, which we should put up.
Sure.
It's
to promote.
What inspired this?
Well, they're saying that 82% of people are unable to correctly identify where the uterus is. Ben's pointing at his head.
For those of you listening, to the podcast without the video, which, by the way, it's available as a podcast on like everything, and more people seem to be listening to it, which is great.
Oh, cool!
Yeah,
hi, podcast listeners.
Hello, podcast listeners.
Awesome.
Let us know what platform you are listening on, and please give us reviews. Reviews help to get these things circulated more. Good reviews.
Yeah.
You're not hearing about uterus-shaped breakfast cereal anywhere else.
No.
So.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so sorry, what is it?
It's meant to
raise awareness of the uterus and where it is located.
Yeah, and to start conversations at home about menstrual cycles and things that, and they say they did a survey of 2,000 adults, which revealed 48% of women are too embarrassed to talk about their period, and a whopping 77% have never even mentioned the period. As a topic, the period.
78% of women have never even
mentioned menstruation as a topic of conversation in their household.
Menstruation conversation. So, not happening.
We're getting it started.
In most.
So, I was kind of like.
What better way to break the ice?
Yeah.
With uterus-shaped breakfast cereal.
I know. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe you have it and you just once a month.
I thought you were going to maybe say there's some sort of benefits to eating it.
There should be.
During your
it's raspberry flavored. Raspberry leaf tea is widely known in herbal circles, in alternative medicine circles.
Right. Raspberry leaf tea.
Which is, I think, OG, really, rather than alternative. Like, you know, raspberry leaf tea has been being used for thousands of years or whatever to tone the uterus and...
That's how I tone my uterus. That and I just go like this.
It's funny. They said
several times a day.
They said some funny things Kegels. About it. They said something about like women's uteruses, and I was like,
like who else?
As opposed to like men's uterus.
Yeah.
So I mean.
Well, we just have the one for both of us. So.
yeah, but it has information about female reproductive system and all sorts of things on there.
On the box?
On the box, yep. But oh. my thing is
it's
like
just like why how does that go with breakfast? I mean, it's good that they want to make people aware.
I
just
think
like
you're right.
Breakfast would be at the bottom of my list.
If there was benefits from it, then yes.
Health benefits that go along like, with, yeah.
Yeah, like menstrual cycle balancing benefits, like that would be really awesome.
Like if it was chocolate.
But at the same time, I don't know if that I want to buy my cereal from a company that makes intimacy products, you know?
What
like,
exactly are intimacy
them?
Products? Sex toys?
I don't know. I think they sell some menstruation products.
Funderwear?
But they probably sell some of that kind of stuff too. I don't,
edible underwear, that sort of thing.
I didn't look into that in detail, but yeah, that kind of thing is
okay.
What I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to trust them for breakfast cereal.
Yeah,
or any kind of cereal.
It's not their regular. It's not their normal range. But you know what I thought was really interesting, they're saying that we don't talk about the female uterus as compared to
the
other
first
more...
rule about period crunch. We don't talk about period crunch
as compared to other more well-known organs like the heart and liver. And I thought that's really interesting because recently I'd been thinking about how most people don't know where the heart is in the body. So
is that true?
Well, yeah, everybody seems to think that, like you were saying, that the heart's on the left side of the body. I'm pointing to his neck.
Oh, I'm pointing again, just for the listeners. Pointing to my neck. The heart is on, I thought it was on the left.
Yeah, so
left center, because this is where they tell you to put your hand on your heart.
And that's what one of the things was
saying.
It's
like right in the middle.
Looking at that, like apparently Americans put their hand there when they're saying.
Yeah, so we've been lying.
You know, I always find that really uncomfortable if I go somewhere and there's a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Yeah.
Because
it's an interesting
I'm
thing
not
for
American, but people don't
do.
Look at me and think, oh, that woman's not American.
Right.
And I think I get some funny looks because I'm not pledging allegiance to I would feel like phony to me. It's weird.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I go to church.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you're at a Catholic church, like what is everybody doing? They're standing, they're sitting, they're kneeling, they're standing. I'm like, what is going on here?
It's funny. I find that stuff kind of comforting that my body just does it and I
right.
know. Like, it's
but you know,
weird.
If you're there for something else and then they do some
yeah.
part of whatever service it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like part of a regular Catholic service. I'm like, wow, look at the architecture. I was like,
yeah,
close your
eyes. Must be.
Just look down. But yeah,
but
I can
here,
imagine
so
that would feel strange.
Here is a diagram we're so familiar with. Of
oh, we've got a picture
of the
heart.
Yeah, of the human body and the heart. And we always see diagrams that look like this, but then everyone thinks their heart's on the left side of the body.
Right, but it's in the middle.
So why is that, you know?
It's in the middle, is what you're saying?
It's
dead center.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That makes perfect sense, but I always thought it was a little to the left.
It's, so there's a left chamber and a right chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And
ventricles?
There are ventricles. But the left chamber extends further into the body than the right chamber does. So.
Right. So it's like a little bit to the left.
Yeah. So
a little bit more of it is on the left than on the right.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I have an oversized, my heart is big. I have a big heart.
Yeah. Not
an oversized heart.
Not an enlarged heart, which
not
you
an
first
enlarged.
Told me. I was like, oh my God.
Not
like,
an enlarged, no.
No.
Oversized.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think people knew that about me already. He's got a big heart, that Ben Bailey. Big heart. Like
yeah.
It's like a fucking huge thing. You should see it as huge.
Yeah, so it's your heart is in, you know, it's the and right it doesn't place. Make any sense that it'd be here because it wouldn't be as well protected. Like
right.
It's got to be under and your, if it, under and your it's sternum, like and it sits between your lungs.
Working all of the body, it makes total sense that it's in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. But yes, exactly. But the stronger left side.
Be like if Federal Express had their headquarters in like Pennsylvania instead of Memphis. You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to be all the way over here for when you got to go everywhere? You want to start in the middle. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I remember that was an issue. It was a guy, I think a Harvard student, proposed FedEx, the guy who founded FedEx, proposed it in his, I don't know, his final assignment before he's getting his degree, and they told him it was ridiculous. Because he was like, everything will go to one place first and then go out from there. And that just, they told him it was a terrible idea. I think he didn't do well on his on the project. And then he graduated and started FedEx, and they were like, well, maybe he was right about that.
What do we know?
Maybe it was a good idea. So yeah, if you ship something, I imagine it's not everything. Like if I was going to ship something to you or, you know, someone one town over, I don't think it would go to Memphis and back.
No.
I'd like to think that it wouldn't, but most places, if you're shipping over a fair distance, it'll go to Memphis first. And for that reason, Memphis is the busiest airport in the United States. Maybe even the world.
Wow.
Most of it's FedEx, though, not commercial.
Interesting.
Right?
Very interesting.
I know a couple of things. I know a thing or two about a thing
you
or two.
You do. You got a lot of information rattling around in that noggin of yours.
That's a very good description, too, because it's not in any order. It's just thrown in a pile in there. Was there more to the period crunch?
That's it.
Your monthly subscription to periodicals? It's funny, when you were saying people don't talk about it, I was like, people probably they have their word for it. And how they refer to it.
Yeah.
You know, the curse or, you know, we don't need to get into the nicknames, but rather than having a reasonable conversation about it.
Yeah.
They refer to it as this is happening now and use some nickname for it. And then it's like, all right, I will avoid her for several days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like common practice, you know?
Yeah. It's again, something that's very natural.
Yeah, of course. That's like, don't.
Yeah.
Hush, hush about that stuff. You know, men, I mean, there's a thing, like an actual thing, a period shed. That's a thing. Like a man who lives with several women, a wife and daughters maybe, or an aunt or a mother-in-law, will put a shed in the yard that he goes and spends time in during that time of the month. There's another nickname for it.
Wow.
It's an actual thing. There's a lot of dudes who have that, who share
really?
A house with multiple women who all cycle at the same time after a while, right?
Huh.
And then the dude is like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm going to be in my shed. I got a little fridge and beers and a TV. You haven't heard of this?
No.
Yeah, that's it.
I've heard of man caves and man sheds.
Right. Yeah.
But like,
but not the periodical.
No, interesting.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
Yeah, instead of staying and taking care of his women.
I am gone. Take care of each other.
I'm not a nurturer. I do not support. I leave.
I run. It's fight or flight in that situation, I think. And they chose flight. Pre-planned. Get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Get on out of here. Wow. Interesting stuff. One more viewer question, I think, if you got one.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's do another drive-by first. Another drink, folks. We are almost an hour in. Cheers to you. It's a cash cab drive-by. Remember how I used to do the little cab, pretend to drive it back and forth on the old show?
With old show music.
Yep. I think maybe we should do like a retro show at some point.
You did say that.
Yeah, I'm still thinking it.
Alrighty.
I'm still thinking it. Cash Cab Drive-By, folks. Drink your drink. Whiskey, water, beer, or wine. You drink yours and I'll drink mine. And we shall toast each other. Thanks again for hanging out with us, you guys, on this, the 19th episode of The Big New Show. Not quite as big, not quite as new, but it's here. It's still here. It's still happening. If you guys want to support us, oops, that didn't work, you can go to my website, which is therealbenbailey.com. Coming soon, guys, we're going to have a members area. Members area subscription set up on the website. So we'll be offering special things for those of you that subscribe.
Ooh.
Yeah, special videos, like maybe some migraine tips from Emma.
Oh, okay.
If you're up for it.
Yeah.
But we're going to put special stuff. We're gonna set it up so we have a tiered, structured members area for you guys to check out.
Interesting. Cool.
Coming soon, one way or another. But if you take a look now, you'll see that I am back on the road, which maybe I should take that part down because, you know, it's been up there for a while. I've been back on the road for a long time. The next gig it's actually not listed, but July 19th, which is a Tuesday, I'll be at Jenks Comedy Club.
Okay.
Jenkinson's on the Pier. One night only in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. I'm Jersey Shoring it, you guys.
Nice.
And they've got a funny guy opening. It's going to be a fun night. So come check that out. That's July 19th, Jenks Comedy Club, Jenkinson's Pier in Point Pleasant. And then, I will add that later. Then if you go to the website there, you guys will see DC Comedy Loft, Washington, D.C., July 28th to 30th. Tacoma Comedy Club, Tacoma, Washington, August 12th and 13th. Tacoma. I'll be back in the SeaTac area. Ridley's Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, Michigan, November 11th and 12th. And then Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, December 2nd and 3rd. And while you're there, guys, move up to the right-hand corner and click on that Shopify store button. And then if you click the view all when you get there, you'll see we got all kinds of great stuff on here. Hoodies, buttons, magnets, T-shirts, mugs, phone cases, mouse pads, tote bags, trucker hats, Kowalski's underwear, beer cozies, T-shirts, pillow shams, all kinds of stuff. A Sparkle Bark jigsaw puzzle, which no one has bought yet. I'm hoping somebody will soon. Maybe I'll just buy one so we get to see what it's like. But yeah, check out the Shopify store, guys, and keep in mind when you do, you're not just helping us. A portion of the proceeds will go to Share Our Strength. And for every single order you place, 1 pound of plastics will be pulled from our oceans,
nice.
Which I love. I'd love to get these numbers higher and like get things earning more and up that and just, you know, keep taking more and more and more out if we can.
Cool.
But yeah, so come see me live if you can, guys. I'm back out on the road. DC's going to be fun. The Comedy Loft is a fun little venue.
DC with DC.
DC Benny will be there. A bunch of friends are going to be showing up there. Some guys that I went to college with. Like, it's going to be a fun
weekend. Let us know if you guys are going to be there. If anyone's coming.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Let us know, man. Don't be shy.
Yeah, come say hi.
Don't be shy. Come say hi. Afterward. After the show. We'll probably hang out. There's a bar. The loft room itself has a bar, and then there's a bar that's downstairs.
Cool.
From that. So, yeah, that's going to be fun, man. I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. Nice. All right.
And, yeah, I got notice that more plastics have been removed. I think 9 pounds of plastic have been removed from the ocean.
That's fantastic.
Thanks to you guys ordering through the
that's
Shopify
a lot
page.
For plastic, right?
It's 50 to 60 plastic bottles is a pound.
Wow.
So it doesn't sound like a lot when you, especially if you know how much plastic is out there, but it's making a difference.
I'm thinking like plastic bags are much lighter. So if it's bags,
yeah,
instead
bags,
of bottles,
it would be even more.
Like,
I don't know. I don't have a number for that, but it's a lot. A pound of plastic is actually a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really cool.
And another donation went to Share Our Strength. I got an email, but I think it was $25 or something like that. I get those from time to time, and I feel good about it.
Nice.
So thank you guys for that. And thank you for the tips that you guys provide through YouTube. I've gotten a lot of beers through YouTube.
Nice.
Kowalski continues to give us tips on
Venmo,
which is nice.
Ben Bailey Comedy.
You guys can do that. You can sign up to be patrons on Patreon. Any and all of that is very much appreciated, as you know, we do put a fair amount of work into the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, we love having you guys hanging with us every week.
We do.
It is very much fun. We really like it. And we're going to continue doing it. And there's going to be that subscriber members area coming soon, you guys. So that'll be another way, and probably the best way, for you guys to show your appreciation.
Cool. Yeah. And then get something in return.
Yeah.
And you guys feel free to say, this is what we'd like.
In fact, let's do that right now. That's a great idea, babe. If you guys can think of anything that you would love to see in a members only area on the website, let us know what that is.
Yeah, what
within
kind of
reason. Keep it friendly. Keep it nice. You. yeah, let us know, and we'll see if, you know, maybe we can accommodate.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
A members area. I'm thinking about getting members only jackets that say The Big News Show with Ben Bailey on them.
Yeah.
And then when you sign up to be a member, you get a members only. Do you remember members only jackets?
No.
They're these hilarious, these jackets that were out in like the 80s.
Yeah.
And that was the brand name, was members only. They were just like an instant punchline. But they're still out there. They're still making them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I just thought it would be a hilarious gift for people who signed up. They get a free members only jacket. They're actually not bad jackets. I had one in like fourth grade, and everybody made fun of me.
Aw, that's not cool.
Not cool at all.
Not cool.
Anyway, did you have something? It sounded like you were about to say something.
Oh, I have a lot of viewer questions.
Oh, let's do another viewer question.
If you want another one.
It's time to take another question from a viewer. Viewer questions, folks. That's where we take questions from viewers like you. Maybe you. And we answer them and give them back. Who's today's second viewer question from?
Okay.
You sound like I'm putting you through some terrible...
No, there's so many questions. I'm having a hard time choosing.
Oh, okay, I see.
All right.
I misinterpreted your sigh.
We haven't had a cash cab one in a while. You want a cash cab one?
Sure. I don't care. Whatever it is.
So Kelf was
asking.
And
I'll just pass if I don't want to answer it.
Okay.
Kelf on a shelf. What up? What's up, Kelf? She's a regular.
Yeah, yeah.
She might find herself in a members area at some point. Wearing a new members only jacket.
She says, did anyone ever freak out and jump out of the cab when they realized what it was?
Okay. Did anyone ever freak out and jump out of the cab when they realized what it was? I feel like those are separate questions. Everyone freaked out. Pretty much everyone freaked out. I don't know if anyone ever actually jumped out of the cab, but a couple of stories come to mind. Once a woman got in the cab, told me where she was headed. I hit the button. The ceiling lit up. The music played. I turn around and I said, you're in the cash cab. It's a TV game show that takes place right here in my taxi. And she just started bawling. She was like, she just broke down and started crying. And I was like, there's no crying in cash cab. She had had a hell of a day. She had flown in from out of town. Was supposed to be at a job interview. It's all about getting a job. She came in from Texas, I think. Which, mistake number one, don't try to fly to and get into Manhattan from Texas on the same day as you're, like, come a day early if you possibly can, because you're probably going to get messed around in some traffic, which she did, and she was late for the interview.
If there's not flight delays and...
Leave a day if you can. Yeah. I would suggest that going anywhere for anything, really, after all my years of travel.
Yeah.
Although I have been going against my own...
Yes.
protocols lately and flying in the day of. I've done it a couple times. And still, I don't recommend it. She flew in. Flight was delayed. Couldn't get a cab. Finally got a cab. Got to the interview a half hour late. They were unsympathetic to her situation. and gave her a hard time, but did the interview anyway, but she was pretty sure she wasn't going to get the job.
Why?
Solely because of that. And then she came out of there and realized that she now didn't have much time to get to her flight to go home. And
oh, wow.
In that situation, she stepped out into the road and hailed a cab and got me. And she was like, what the fuck? Ah! She just broke down and started crying.
Oh, dear.
And she didn't jump out, but she did get out. And we helped her get another cab, and she left.
Oh,
poor woman.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe she played. I can't remember. In that situation, I would leave, and a producer would get in and be like, okay. we need to make this work. So I don't know. I can't remember how that one ended up.
You sorted.
I remember right where we were. We were on Fifth Ave in the 20s. People have had all kinds of different reactions. One of my absolute favorites, and I might have told this story. I don't think I've told it on the show or on Working From Home, but we're like up in the 70s, upper west side somewhere, and this guy hails me, and I pull over. He opens the passenger side sliding door, picks up this giant printer fax copy machine thing off the curb, puts it in the seat, shuts the door, walks around to the other side behind me, opens that door, gets in behind me, shuts the door, buckles himself, buckles the thing, and then I'm like, and then tells me where he's going, and I'm,
yeah.
Bam! Blah, 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 and he looks around for a second, unbuckles himself, opens the door, gets out, shuts the door, walks around, opens the other door, unbuckles the machine, grabs the machine, puts it on the curb, and shuts the door again without saying a word to me. Didn't say a single word to me. He just got out and left.
Wow.
And I was like, that might be my favorite thing that's ever happened in here. Please try to get a release from that guy. But he wouldn't sign it. So my theory is that he had stolen that thing.
Oh, that's funny.
It's pretty funny, right?
Very funny.
Yeah. And some people are like, would just say no. And, you know, some of them are like, only like maybe twice did someone say no that actually knew of the show. I know there's a couple once, I think they were from Maryland.
So early on people were saying no.
Early on people said no all the time because they just thought I was this crazy idiot cabbie. Like no one knew it was a show and didn't believe it.
Even when the producers came up and stuff.
Well, then they'd kind of be like, okay. But a lot of them would just open the door and get out. Some of them be like, turn that music down. I'm like, yeah, this is what I listen to. This is my favorite. 10-second blasts of horns. And yeah, we're just going to do that every block.
But yeah, when you live in New York, you see some weird stuff. And experience some weird stuff in cabs. So.
Oh, my God, yeah. Well, I've told that story, too, a million times, but I got out of. I had a stand-up show to do, and I got out of the cab, and hailed the cab, and I got into that cab, and I was like 82nd and 2nd, and the guy was like, he's just like something totally unintelligible came out of him, and I had this realization that I could do anything I wanted when people got into the cash cab, and it wouldn't seem out of place. Like,
yeah,
I could just make noises,
yeah,
and they would accept it immediately.
Yeah,
and so that is the birth of me starting to do like weird little characters. And like, you tell me where you want to go and I'll take you there, that sort of stuff. Aww. All started with that guy who was like and it really helped the show. It made him a lot more fun for me, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that stuff gets cut out a lot, or got cut out a lot anyway. But, yeah, lots of different reactions. A couple from Maryland got in, and this is like 10 years in, and they didn't believe that it was really a show. I'm like, it's been on It's been on TV for 10 years. I'm like, we have Emmys. We like, it's been all over news. Like, and they were like, no, I don't. They just didn't believe it. And I was like, I have a van. Look, the whole crew, producers came in. They were like, no. They kept saying they didn't believe it was real. What I think they meant, looking back, was they thought they were being set up for something else.
I was going to say, so they were trying to be scammed
or punked kind of a thing or whatever. But they kept saying, no, I don't believe that this is real and we are leaving. And it was like, man, your friends and neighbors are going to slap you for this. When you get home and you're like, oh, but how was New York? Oh, it was great, but we almost got scammed in this cash cab. And people are like, wait, what? You were in a cash cab.
They were trying to give you money and a free cab ride.
Yeah,
like, what could the scam be? They weren't asking for your credit card. They weren't asking you to give them access to your computer or bank account.
I mean, maybe they actually didn't believe it. You know, that's just my theory, that they thought it was like something else. Because it was like, how
would
they not believe it's a show? We showed them the cameras. We have a whole crew. Like, it'd be a long way for me to go to do what?
Like,
what am I after if I'm scamming them, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. And people get some
weird
ideas.
Start driving along and then say, okay, now you have to take off your clothes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we had some of those. Some people thought that was the idea.
What, they thought it was?
They thought it was Taxi Cab Confessions.
Right. Did people take off their clothes in that?
Occasionally. I was flashed. I was flashed by women folk. And we had couples that were like, do you want us to, you know? And I'm like, no. No, please don't.
Spock. Wow, that one's loud.
We interrupt this evening's program to bring you this breaking news. Sparky the dog is currently wailing away in the room directly above us. Nice. We've got a sparkle howl. We haven't had one in a while.
No.
I'm very happy about that.
Excuse me.
Sorry, Sparkle.
We've been recording in the afternoon and like not close to dinner time, so we haven't been getting them. It is the afternoon. But he's just decided he's bored and lonely and wants us to come back up, I guess.
It's okay, puppy. We love you.
We've left him out of something.
We'll be up in a little while. That was a good one. Man,
yeah. I take him most places with me when I'm doing stuff outside. But if I'm mowing the front lawn,
Emma has been mowing the lawn, by the way.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, we mow our own lawn. That's right.
Yeah, Ben's pretty excited about that. I am too, because like that was an unusual thing for me with my autoimmune issues and things.
It's great that you've had the energy to do it. It's
yeah.
so great.
It's been
I love it.
Awesome. It's been really cool. So
not just because then I don't have to mow the lawn.
But yeah, it's been a novelty, and I've been doing that. I leave like one of the blinds in the front open so that like where Sparky can be so he can see me and stuff. And
yeah, he likes to know where you are at all times.
Yeah. And I thought he wasn't, but he was howling and you were in bed.
Right? Oh, he was howling away, when you were mowing the lawn.
Sorry. Yeah.
I mowed the lawn too, by the way. I didn't just make her do it.
You've done it every time up until...
Right. Yeah, good. I just want to make sure people understand.
This year, I just like...
We rented a tiller once. And reseeded our lawn with this like no-mow mix that's supposed to grow slower, and you don't have to mow as often, so it's really good for the environment, and it's really good grass. You don't have to water it all the time as much as some other grasses.
Fine fescue.
It is a fine fescue mix.
It's cool stuff.
But so we had to till the yard and turn it over before we could plant a whole new lawn. And we rented a tiller.
Mm-hmm.
I rented a tiller from Home Depot, and there's actually a really funny story that goes with that I'm not telling tonight. It's a little bit embarrassing. about when I returned it, if you remember.
Oh, right, that. I was like, why why are you not telling you set up the whole story?
Well, no, the other story is that there was some trees that we had taken out, and there were some big roots. There were trees all up around the house when I bought the house.
Yeah, you'd cut down a tree closer to the house when you moved in.
And so there's some big roots left from that.
Massive.
And we had to get those out, too. So I took
And the tiller won't just go through them, of course.
No, it'll break, which we did actually break the tiller.
We broke a tine.
Yeah. And I was all freaked out about it, and then remembered that I had paid the price, so the damage waiver, and paid, and so I was like, I didn't have to pay for it, which was great. And it was a great machine. But so I was taking roots out with a pickaxe and, like, working my ass off.
Chain gang labor style.
Yeah.
You were, like, really. Yeah.
And loving it, because I love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
I like to work. I like the work.
But you were going at it hard.
I was.
Yeah.
I remember you saying that I was swinging that thing harder than you would ever dare.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm trying to break through this root and get this root out of the ground. But so the point of the story
is...
You're
terrified about taking off a toe or something. It's
right,
like,
yeah.
It's funny. It's those sorts of things that when you look and see someone else doing it, you like go, oh my God, how do you not? But then when you do it and you become comfortable with it, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You get to where you can do it safely.
Yeah.
You gotta just hit further out. And if you do that for a few days, then you go to the fair, you can ring that bell like nobody been.
Yeah.
But so I'm doing that, but I'm out of view from the neighbor's house where I am. And Emma is tilling the yard with the tiller machine.
In the meantime.
Following it around in the meantime. And then our former neighbor, Bryce, who was on an episode of Tall But True.
Yeah.
Great guy, Bryce. We loved the Bryces. Former neighbors, they moved. But he was like, he came over one day and he's like, yeah, I saw Emma till in the yard. Can't believe you made her do the whole thing. I'm like, Bryce, I was taking a tree down and like pulling roots. I was working really hard. And he's like, yeah, I still can't believe you made her do
can't
the whole thing.
Can't believe you let her do the whole thing.
She didn't do the whole thing, first of all.
Oh, yeah. So
no matter how many times I told him what I had been doing and that you enjoyed it and wanted to do it.
I was like, can I have a turn? I loved it.
You wanted
great.
To do it, yeah.
Yeah. And
he didn't,
I had a machine
that just didn't
doing...
hit him. You know when somebody just doesn't get into someone's head?
Yep.
Yeah, you had a machine doing
it. I had a machine doing the work for me. I wasn't swinging a pickaxe.
Can't believe you let her do the whole thing.
Oh, it was fun.
What kind of a man are you?
I'm like, I was downing trees. She wanted to do it.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I can't believe you let her do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we are an hour and 16 minutes in already. How about that? Mm-hmm. You know what that means, folks? It's time to honor some weird holidays.
Oh, awesome.
It's Sunday, 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 folks. Every day of the week, especially Sundays, tends to be... 1 or 8 strange holidays on the calendar. Take a look. You'll see them yourself. We like to celebrate them. We think they're fun.
Hmm.
And today, I am sure, is no different.
Oh, yeah.
So what have we got? I'm sure
just,
that they're...
Sorry, I'm shifting this. I've got like maybe this is why I'm a bit slow today.
Are you feeling a little shifty? A little bit shifty over there?
It's probably because I had the microphone stand in the middle of my view.
Oh, no.
Slowing my reading down a little bit.
Yeah, that'll slow you down.
All right.
I can't believe you let her do the whole thing.
Okay. That is definitely a saying around the house.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Eat Flexitarian Day is our first. And by you.
Okay. I guess my first question is, what is a flexitarian?
What is flexitarian?
And how many do you eat at a time?
Okay, so flexitarian is a lifestyle, a style of eating that encourages eating mostly plant-based foods while allowing for meat and other animal products in moderation.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I don't know about the name. Where's the flex come from? You're flexible?
Yeah.
It's like you're a vegetarian, but you're flexible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm assuming.
Okay, cool. I thought there was going to be like a weight training aspect, you know. I'm a flexitarian. Flexing.
I only eat while I'm flexing.
Well, you flex while eating.
Right. Yeah, but also only eat while flexing.
Only eat while flexing, mm-hmm. and always flex while eating.
Right. Yeah, so it's an alternative to, like, you know, being vegan or vegetarian can be kind of intimidating.
Sure. And, oh my God. Yeah.
You know, and not flexible. And you know, and so people often don't change their diet because, you know, that's so strict.
Because it's difficult, yeah, to make just completely change it on a boom.
Yeah, so
drop of a dime.
Yeah, so flexitarian turns on a dime. Gives people the freedom to plan their meals according to whatever's most suitable for them. And I also like the idea that if you were flexitarian, you could, like, not waste food, you know. Like, not if there's something that's if there's nothing for you to eat that, like, isn't vegan,
like vegan standards,
vegetarian.
You can eat it instead of throwing it away.
Yeah,
yep,
exactly.
That's good. That's a good point, babe.
That's a good. But I liked these numbers were amazing.
Okay.
If we all ate plant-based once a week, it would have the same impact as taking 7.6 million cars off the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Just what? for that day, not permanently. The 7.6 million, I assume, cars.
I think once a week, all the time.
Once a week, all the time would be the equivalent of taking...
Yeah, so
like,
one plant-based wow. meal a week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How does that work? Because of cattle farts?
No, because it takes like 10 pounds of... 10 or 20 pounds of grain to produce 1 pound of beef.
Right.
So, like, you're growing all that grain.
But I think I was...
And then instead of... And then all the resources that go into that...
Right.
Create, you know, burn a lot of fossil fuels.
They do. But I think methane is a factor as well.
Because... Yeah. I don't know if we're getting methane from cars, though.
Not from cars. From cow farts.
Right, but this
so, like, environmentally speaking, methane is bad as well.
Sure.
So I'm just wondering if that's figured in.
But that's not
because I remember the big study.
The cars taken off the road.
They came back. They were like, "It's cow farts. Big, cow farts
there
are
was,
a big problem."
Yeah, they add to it. Yeah, one plant-based burger conserves the water of 35-minute showers.
Wow,
that's insane.
If you eat a plant-based burger instead of a beef burger,
yeah.
That conserves enough water for you to take 35-minute showers. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm not a big...
These are great.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm not a big fan of plant-based burgers. You might not be either.
I'm not
like,
a big fan of 5-minute showers. I like
you know,
1 hour. No, but, I'm just kidding.
But you can eat beans or you can have, you know, something or pasta or something that's not meat-based instead.
Like, right.
It doesn't have to be...
It doesn't have to be a plant-based burger.
It doesn't
have
to be a fake meat.
Right. It could. It's just. It's just. The point is that it's not a beef
processed burger. Yeah. Yeah. So.
It's really interesting, though. These are cool facts.
And if everyone ate plant-based 2 days a week for the year, it would be the same as planting over 13—not million, but billion trees.
Wow. If everyone went plant-based meal twice a week, it would be the environmental equivalent of planting over 13 billion trees.
Yeah, for two days.
That is a lot.
Out of the week.
Oh, for not 2 meals, 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
So 6 meals.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, hey?
That is amazing. That's a lot of trees.
Mm.
Holy shit.
So I thought that was very interesting.
I'm going to start eating flexitarians as often as I can.
Nice.
Cool. All right, so eat Flexitarian Day.
Okay, and then National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
Nice.
Say that one 5 times fast.
I will not. National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. Does this celebrate people dropping stuff in the kitchen?
Pretty much. it says it's celebrated every year. For those of us who have been a klutz in the kitchen, I'm putting my hand up. Many of us have dropped our best crockery on the floor or seasoned the meat with sugar instead of salt.
Well, that's how new things are born.
I think that's less...
Oops. Oh, wow, this is actually
putting...
good.
Right. <You know? laughs> Yeah, that's better than putting salt in a cake instead of sugar, I think.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Sweet, sweet steak.
Yeah. if you ever burn a roast or cut your finger while chopping vegetables, then this day is for you. I'm constantly burning myself in the kitchen and injuring myself, so this is just me.
I'd like to argue with you.
Do you?
But I cannot.
Yeah, no.
You do beat yourself up in the kitchen a bit.
I do, but yeah.
It's cute.
Is it? I hope so. At least we get some good food out of it.
We definitely do. National Kitchen Klutz. So we're celebrating you today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kitchen Klutzes of America.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't say the Pledge of Allegiance, so. I don't know.
That would be such a big phony.
If we can include you in this holiday or not. Put your hand on your heart. Okay.
That's your shoulder, Ben.
Right. Sorry.
I'm helping out the podcasters. Podcast listeners. Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know what part of my body I was touching, but they assumed it was incorrect.
National Sewing Machine Day is...
It's also National Sewing Machine Day.
Our next one, yeah.
Okay. And what are we meant to do to celebrate?
There's an argument that the wheel, telephone, and personal computer get a lot of glory for changing how humans live. But the sewing machine is somewhat of an unsung hero.
They grouped the wheel, the telephone, and the personal computer together.
They did. Yeah.
Interesting.
But left the sewing machine
out. But how could you celebrate these things and leave out the sewing machine?
Yeah. So,
interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
We know the names of inventors of all of these, like, you know, big items, but...
Crapper, John Crapper. Invented the toilet?
Right. but
I don't think that's actually true, that one.
No, I didn't know that it was, but it's like, I don't know. Elias Howe and Isaac Singer are not commonly known names, even though...
Singer Sewing Machines, for sure, is common, though.
Yeah.
You know that name then.
Yeah. But if you've ever... sewn anything in home ec or worn clothes, and I think that's the bigger thing.
If you've ever worn clothes.
Yes. they say, or even worn clothes for that matter. But I think that's the bigger difference is that it doesn't matter whether you've used a sewing machine or not. Sewing machines are used very widely for making clothes.
Everyone benefits from the use of sewing machines.
Yeah, and make clothing making less expensive and easier, and we all have nicer clothes for it.
Yeah.
And can afford them because the clothes become much more affordable. So.
No question about it.
Pretty awesome machine.
Yeah. I think we should have a holiday celebrating it.
All right.
And we do. All right. That's all three of them, folks. So you know what that means. That means it's time for Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. This weekend, one day only. Find a flexitarian and eat them because it's Eat a Flexitarian Day. And they're people who have a laid-back lifestyle as far as food. They eat whatever's around. And they drop stuff in the kitchen. By coincidence, it's National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. If you live here and you say the Pledge of Allegiance and you drop shit while you're cooking, this is for you. Now appreciate the sewing on the clothes that you're wearing.
Oh.
I kind of got them all in there.
You did. I think you might want to extend that music back out again.
Yeah, well, I started a bit late, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I will.
All right,
that was good fun.
That was great fun.
Well done, babe, with all your prep.
Thanks, honey.
And thanks to all of you guys for watching, listening, participating, and hanging with us, man. It's a good time. This was... episode number 19. I'm Ben Bailey.
And I'm Emma Gleason.
And we will see you next week. We will not see you. Tonight's movie quotes were Midnight Run, John the Duke Mardukas, played by Charles Grodin, and The Princess Bride again, Fezzig, played by Andre the Giant.